So why didn't they bring up Vargas? Why didn't they bring up Andy Páez? I personally agree with both of those situations because, A, it's short-term. So here's what's going to happen. This happened to Johnny DeLuca last year. You're going to have 2 or 3 days of travel both ways. Then you're not going to play in every game. So you're probably going to play three. You're going to be on the team for 3 games, get maybe 5 at-bats in 3 days, add, say, 5 days of travel. That's 8 days where a guy is going to get 3 at-bats. Andy Páez can't go 8 days with only 3 at-bats right now because, as you mentioned earlier, he didn't have any AAA. He didn't have any at-bats at all after about, what was it, early June last year when he made it up to AAA. Yeah. So he's just now getting into the volume at-bats that he needs. So you can't take those at-bats away from Andy Páez. Miguel Vargas is just now starting to hit his stride offensively. He's just now getting comfortable in left field. The last thing you want to do with Miguel Vargas is disconnect that momentum by traveling him to L.A., only giving him 3 at-bats in 8 days, and now all of a sudden we're right back to the Miguel Vargas we were at the end of last year. They are 1,000% making the correct decisions on Andy Páez and Miguel Vargas, but the one that should be on the roster for the major league team, it should be Drew Avens, and he should go up there for 3 games, get DFA'd, and see if any other club would pick him up.
It's an interesting move. I don't think it is depending on the length of injury for Jason Hayward, which I don't have any sort of indication as far as I'm aware. It is not a permanent long-term injury, but things change as far as the injuries with the back. We wish Jason Hayward nothing but the best, and we expect to see him in the lineup pretty soon. This seems to be the Dodgers' move to be a temporary type solution for when Jason Hayward is on the injured list, because Taylor Trammell does not have any minor league options. So once Jason Hayward is back, it's very likely, unless Taylor Trammell is absolutely phenomenal, this will be the end of the line in his Dodgers career, most likely, at least from the indication that I have. Now, Taylor Trammell has been in the past a very prolific type of prospect, dating back to his time in the Cincinnati organization. I believe he spent a lot of time in Cincinnati, got traded to San Diego, or one of those got flipped, then came over to Seattle. There's been a lot of hype about Taylor Trammell, yet it hasn't always and hasn't yet translated to the major league level. Left-handed hitting outfielder, the offensive output at the major league level hasn't been quite there. 2022 was the season when he got closest to about league average with a 99 WRC plus. But with that, that comes with a lot of swing and miss, some walks that he has, and then maybe just a little bit of power. Really, it's all about with Taylor Trammell, because he has a lot of swing and miss. If he's able to provide some of that power, he does have some athleticism, and showing in the past, he's stolen 40 bases during a minor league season throughout the course of his career. So right now, I think this is, from the Dodgers' point of view, a temporary type solution, a guy that they were able to get to where, once Jason Hayward is able to come back, they can potentially part ways with the Taylor Trammell. And if he gets claimed by another organization, they won't feel any sort of loss or loss of depth. That's why I believe Taylor Trammell was picked up.